You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just setting ourselves up for liability this morning on Starting 9.9, today's best mix. Dan on Raven.
No, we got moderate approval on this, but...
Did we?
I mean, that's... Right.
Yeah.
From other bosses that weren't paying attention, I suppose.
Yep. So yesterday was my daughter's field day at her school, which brought me back to when I was in elementary school, mm-hmm. and I used to dread field day because nobody would ever want me on their team.
Yeah, we've covered this every year now at this point. If Anna will give me the list of names, I'm prepared to go around and push adults down in the dirt.
Right. But, you know what?
She only tells me one girl, though. She only gives me one girl's name.
Jessica, Kristen, I'll give you a few of their names.
Okay. Right.
Anyway.
But you said it wasn't Jessica's fault because she was just fast.
She was just really good. It's not her fault she was better than me in all the sports, and I was a little bit heavy and could never run a mile. All right, anyway.
But you're sure you don't want me to push her over, then?
What we've done is we've collected all of our interns in the studio. Three of them are actually high schoolers graduating from Staples High in Westport, right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so they're here with a few weeks for us, and then we have Sean, who's been here forever, and we hope he never leaves. We just decided that we just keep our intern forever.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And what we're going
to
do
is... We're trying to steal.
Yeah. We're going to split you guys into teams, but we need to know, before we do our tug-of-war battle, what makes you superior to the others? Jack, you first.
Well, I had three knee surgeries, so I guess you could say I have bionic legs compared to these two guys.
I would disagree.
This is a really bad idea. This is such a bad idea that we're going to have this kid do this.
All right. Luke?
I just don't think about what I'm doing. I just won't stop pulling.
Luke
well,
also
I actually
sounds,
like Luke. Luke, yeah. Luke sounds like a 40-year-old country singer, but I like his attitude.
Jared, how about you?
Well, I played rugby and football for Staples, so I think Jared's I'm a little strong
team.
For there.
Jared's no, on my team.
That's not the way it, that is not the way it works.
Jared and Sean are on
flip,
my team.
We have to flip to see who picks first.
We have to do like they used to do in school when I used to line up and I was the last one picked.
No, but we have to flip for it. And then, Sean, what are your qualifications?
Well, unlike Jack, I've only had one knee surgery, but I have a metal plate in my leg, so I'm more bionic than Jack is.
Let's put these guys...
It's a good
guys...
thing you guys have chosen radio, because, I mean, I'm not sure your bodies can handle anything else. Wow.
You guys realize you're doing an actual tug of war in a few minutes,
right,
correct?
It's not a joke.
Right. Yeah, you guys know that, right? You're cool with that?
Yeah. Right. Goodbye, right. Me.
We got to find a coin to see who flipped...
We didn't get a coin
first.
Ready? Flip
All
your
right.
phone.
All right.
Why can't we just pick?
Flip my phone.
You know what? I just want Jared and Sean. Can I just have Jared and Sean
no.
on my team? No yes. offense, guys, you know. But your three knee surgeries at the age of 17 seems a little concerning.
All right. You get to call it. You get to call
okay,
it. I got
ready?
A coin now. What
All
do
right.
you want? Heads right. or tails?
For Jared, I want heads.
No. You flip oh. to see who
oh,
picks
first.
Do you
okay.
not understand how a coin
know.
Flip
Listen.
Works?
No, clearly I don't.
All right. So you want heads?
Heads.
Heads. Here we go. It's heads.
All right, good.
You get to pick first.
I'm going to take Jared. Rugby players definitely are good for tug-of-war.
I'm going to take Sean.
Okay. And then I'll take Luke because he does not have three
I wanted
knee
Luke,
surgeries.
Man. All right, three knee surgeries. You're going to be all right. Between my team, uh-huh. they have a combined four knee surgeries.
There's only two of them. All right. Coming up next, we're going to have intern field day. We have a tug of war set up here. We're going to put it on Facebook Live.
All right.
You can watch the whole thing. We hope nobody gets hurt. But if they do, our boss has approved it. We swear.
Yeah, there'll be tons of witnesses.
Right.
Wow.
Jared, one of our interns who's on my team for intern field day, just disclosed to me that he also had knee surgery. Can you explain to me why... All of our interns have had knee surgery, and three of them are 17 years old.
Maybe they got hit by a car.
I mean, I don't
something
understand.
Like that.
What did you guys do? Why are you guys all have knee surgeries?
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a couple basketball games gone wrong.
Yeah.
And Jared was a rugby game gone wrong. And then Luke just decided to get run off the road.
Wow. Poor decision.
I never got surgery. I just went to work instead. Never got surgery.
He denied. Smart. He denied that surgery.
Fantastic.
He was like, "It's not happening." I actually did the same thing at 16, and then had the surgery at like what? I don't know, 33 or something like that. You should have had it before.
Well,
you should have had it before.
Listen,
it's imagine and how much trouble we'd be if we had selected three-legged race over tug of war. The bosses were like, no, tug of war sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So we're going to have our teams of interns compete against each other in tug of war. We're going to go on Facebook Live right now. You can search Anna and Raven, Star 99.9 FM. And, it'll be coming up in just about 5 minutes here on Star. Let's hope nobody gets hurt.
It's like an in-studio field day. It's going to be fun.
This week, my daughter had a field day at her school, which mm-hmm. always brings me back every year to when I was a child, because nobody ever wanted me on their team because I was unathletic and a little bit heavy.
You people that did that to my friend, push you down.
Star 99.9. Today's best mix is Anna and Raven. So we thought we should have our own field day. We have four interns here, three mm-hmm. of them from Staples School in Westport. They're with us for the month. We have Sean, who's here forever because we'll never let him leave.
Yep.
And Raven and I have selected teams. Jared and Luke are on my team.
Yep.
Sean and Jack are on Raven's team. We've set up a tug of war. You can watch the whole thing live on Facebook right now. We've realized that between the four of them, they have how many knee surgeries?
I believe it's 5 knee surgeries, and Luke refused his.
Right.
So,
and
yes.
Jared is still in his knee brace.
Right.
We
right.
didn't
so
have
So there
them
could
sign
be more
waivers.
Surgeries coming.
Right.
I mean, hopefully it's not going to happen right after today. Another thing I want to point out is that we didn't really think this through in the studio. We should have gave them more room.
Well.
Because when somebody wins or loses, they're either A, going to go right through that metal studio door.
Right.
Or B, right through Beyonce's big plaque that we have of a Rolling Stone cover.
Right. Yeah, this is going to be dangerous. But you know what? We have to do it anyway because we promised that we would do it. Just nobody get hurt, okay?
Now, we've marked the rope, the tug of war rope here with our small fake plastic snake,
right.
rubber snake that we have
yeah, this
for
is
some
legit.
Reason in our cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the middle line is going to be these three Kleenex boxes that I got from one room.
Okay.
One room had three Kleenex boxes.
Somebody has bad allergies.
There's something worse going on in that
Let's
room.
Let's leave it at that.
I'll just say that. Yep. There is something worse going on there. All right, guys. So when we say go, you're going to go ahead and obviously start pulling here. The winner will not come until the other team is pulled over the line. So, I mean, I don't know, Jack. You might want to back up from that line sure. there a little bit. Right, you know, you're
also,
get pulled
no,
over.
Field day always involves some kind of treat, so I brought cookies.
Oh,
so
that
the
is
winning
nice.
Team gets to eat the cookies, and the losing team has to watch the winners eat it in sadness.
I mean, it's a large box of cookies too,
yeah.
so that seems very that's not nice.
Are we ready to do this?
We're gonna need inspirational music, please, Anna. Are you guys ready? Set.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. Luke and Jared are coming correct for the beginning. Oh, the carpet is coming up. The
Jared,
entire floor is being pulled apart now. Now, come on, Sean. Put your back into it, man.
Come on, Sean. Be the anchor.
Luke and Jared, I mean, I think Luke made the right decision when he refused Luke. The knee surgery. Oh, he's getting them. Oh, they're almost getting them.
They're
now.
Almost there.
I can't
on,
believe
Jared.
The entire floor is coming up.
Jared, you
can
do it again.
Come on,
Jared,
guys. Give it a kick. Oh, my God. He's almost got him pulled over.
Come
I mean,
on,
Luke
Jared.
Just will not quit. Oh, he's got him.
That was so... Oh, my
nice
God.
Job.
That was the
boy.
Best tug of war I've ever
Are you
seen
all right?
in my life.
Do you need to sit down.
You guys good. Okay? Are you guys okay? We broke the floor. We broke the floor.
We literally ripped the carpet off the entire studio.
We're gonna be in so much trouble.
I think Jack may need his blood pressure checked. I mean, he was really, really, really red
oh
in the face.
My God.
You guys fought, man. You guys fought. I'll give it up for you. All right, guys, come over here now. I've got to get your after reaction now, if you would, please.
We broke the floor in
I mean,
the studio.
We really did. I mean, I've We're never
gonna,
seen the floor look like
oh,
that.
The
here.
Engineers are going to kill us.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy about that. That's like, I don't know, 8 tiles came up. It looks kind of expensive. I'm not deducting
it's
that from my payroll. That's all I'm saying. How do you feel, Sean? Are you all right over there? It's a little sweat on the brow.
Hold on, Sean. How do you feel?
Too old for this stuff.
Oh, Jared.
You know, right.
Jared, get on here.
Get
Jared,
over here.
I thought you had it. And then what happened at the end?
I think the rope started burning my hands, and I didn't have as much grip as I thought I was going to have.
Oh, yeah, my man. Gosh.
I'm sorry. We were doing that with a clothesline. You're right. It definitely was not nice. Well, let's talk to the guys. I mean, you were defeated, but Luke, I mean, you fought very hard there.
Yeah, I just lost all my traction when the carpet started coming up. when the carpet started slipping out from underneath me, I just lost all my traction on the like the tile floor. I don't know what to call it, but it was kind of like a tile.
Yeah.
And the rubber soles of my shoes.
Right,
the rubber soles of my shoes just took off.
Oh, man. All right. And Jack, how do you feel about this loss?
Jack won.
Yeah.
Not only did I win, but by not dislocating my knees in the process, that's another little personal victory.
Oh, right. I see that, right. Okay. Showed that thing can hold up. Hats off to the surgeon.
We're still on Facebook Live right now. We're going to post so you can watch the replay. Trust me, you don't want to miss that. And we have a very long, sad email to write to engineers right now.
I got to try and put this carpet back together.
We're going to be in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.